Good morning.
Now, what inspired the creation of the Ernie Awards?
Well, look, we didn't realise we were, in fact, creating an icon when it happened. What happened was in 1993, an old, terrible old sexist trade unionist, the secretary of the Shearers Union, called Ernie Ecob, announced he was retiring. And we'd been, the bunch of trade union women had been battling him for some time. So we just had a lunch to celebrate. And at the lunch, I turned up with a trophy, which was actually a gold sheep rampant on a coloured orb, to signify his shearer's roots. And we presented it to the most bestial remark of the year. And it's actually just grown from there. And now there are, it's at night and it's a dinner and there's it's always a packed out crowd, over 300. And there are eight categories.
Wow.
And plus we've also added the good Ernie for boys behaving better, because we do want to encourage them. And then we have the Elaine for remarks least helpful to the sisterhood, which is for women who say terrible things.
Oh, wow. It's grown quite a lot since 1993.
Oh, absolutely. Like there was 30 of us at the first lunch, and now it's always the most you can get into Parliament House is 330, and we always have women wanting to come. And interestingly enough, I always say, hands up if this is your first time. And it's always about 70 or 80% of the crowd.
Wow,
so
okay.
We're actually reaching a very large audience.
That's fantastic. Now, the winners are judged by a boo-off. How did that all begin?
Well, I just assumed I'd do it like the Oscars, where you open an envelope and announce it. So I just decided who were the worst in each category. This was in 1994 when we first did it as a dinner. And I had decided that Joe Bloggs would win a certain category. And I read it out, and the women just booed over the top of me, because they had decided that a report by the Sydney Morning Herald, which was called Why Professional Women Can't Get a Man, and they just so got up their nose, they overruled me. And they also enjoyed the booing so much that we decided then to make that how the decision was made. It's very democratic. Everyone there gets a boo. As I said, it's much more satisfying than having to post a survey form.
I completely agree. It's a much more satisfying thing for the audience.
Yes.
Now, what kind of impact have you seen the Ernies have on sexism, especially in the media since 1993, since it all started?
Look, I think it'd be a bit much to say that things have got better because of the Ernies. I think what has happened is that the increased understanding of what's sexist, like blaming the victim stuff and talking endlessly about merit as to why there are no women in a particular industry or no women in a particular position, things like that are very irritating to us. So that the understanding of that sort of sexism is getting better. But also I think it's because women journalists are getting in there and finding these terrible things that are said and are reporting them. And, and of course, the internet makes it easier to find them. So instead of having, we'd have 30 or 40 nominations in the early 90s, now we have 300.
Wow.
And it's 300 or 400, and it's quite hard sifting through them all to get the really good ones.
Mm. How long does it take you to sift down from those 300 to your finalists?
Weeks and weeks and weeks.
I
it
can
takes
imagine.
A month out of my life, I
oh,
reckon.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's just hard work, because you've actually got to make decisions all the time. And no matter what you do, someone comes up to you at the end and says, why wasn't that? That was easily the worst thing I've ever heard,
Yeah, yeah. And I think my booing was louder.
Yes, that's right. And sometimes you find women doing a bit of trading on the side. They'll say, look, I'll support your person for the Elaine if you do mine for the media, as you know.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's fantastic. Now, obviously the awards have kind of evolved over the years. Some have been added, some have changed. The Clinton was recently renamed to the Trump as well. Was that this year?
Yes. We try not to change anything. After the sort of we now have 10 trophies and we're trying to keep it at that. But for many years, the repeat offender trophy was called the Clinton because it was named after Bill. And, you know, this is 20 years ago, it was named after Bill. But we decided, look, there is only one person that the trophy could be called after. And in fact, one of our Ernie's women has contributed 30 different terrible things that Trump has said.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
So it's now called the Trumpet. So,
that's wonderful. I love it. It's a fantastic
Mark Latham
award.
Won it this year.
Oh, Mark Latham cleaned up this year. Let's be real.
His are so offensive. Like I think he actually sets out to be offensive.
Yeah.
But we have two sort of really important mottos. One is keep them anxious, but the other one is you can't get an Ernie for trying. And I'm beginning to think that Mark Latham's actually trying.
I'm curious, do you post the awards to these people once they've won?
No. The woman the woman or man who nominates the person or the quote gets to keep it. And so if two or three women have nominated the same person, then they arrange a sort of
a timeshare
on the trophy. And occasionally the person who nominates, a couple of times men have nominated for the person who wins the good Ernie sometimes gets in touch and says, oh, can I have the trophy for a year? So I've done that. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, Meredith, it's a fantastic award ceremony. It does shine a really needed spotlight on sexism. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Lovely talking. Thanks.
That was Meredith Bergman, founder of the Ernie Awards for Sexist Behaviour, talking about this year's ceremony and kind of what it means for sexism here in Australia. She's also published a book, an official Ernie's book, called 1,000 Terrible Things Australian Men Have Said About Women.